Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are excited to jump on the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi, Commanders right guard. Sammy, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, what's up, JP? How we doing?
What up, Sam? How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
We're going to get to more fun stuff, but let's address Sunday's game. What was What was that film session like yesterday? I know DQ calls it Tell the Truth Monday. I imagine that was some hard truths.
Definitely didn't start off the game how we wanted to. Just really being critical of everybody's collective mistakes that led to, the outcome that it came to. We dug ourselves in a hole. Tua was almost impossible to try to get out of it. So, not a great day in that aspect, but, obviously got to learn from those mistakes and try to get better and move past that and get on ready for the next one. So, that was pretty much what we did yesterday.
Now, Sam, I always feel like the big guys run the football team. I know everybody want to buy the jerseys of the, the skilled position player, but I believe I always call it the engine and the transmission. If that O-line mm-hmm. and D-line are working, I think your football team's going to work. What's been the conversation with you all, the offensive line, of how you can get things going again?
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is we are the healthiest room in the building. Right now we're kind of telling them, hey, man, put it on our shoulders in whatever way that is. So we're going to try our best and our damnedest to get this offense going. And obviously, protect our guy Marcus back there and do what we need to do to get this offense rolling.
Early in that game, there was a call against Biadasz for a blindside block. And you guys had gotten the first down, you're moving the football, and then you get that penalty. I had a tough time with that call. I'm not trying to get you into trouble, but if you want to comment on the penalty, I understand if you don't want to. But what's it like when you go from first and 10 to first and 25? How difficult does that make things early in a game like that?
I mean, very difficult. I mean, it's not a great way to start off a drive to already be in the negative. When it comes to that penalty, it's such a bang bang penalty,
Right.
I don't think it was necessarily intentional. I think
it looked shoulder to shoulder to me.
Yeah. He was just trying to get in the way. You could play at both sides of the ball. I'm always in the fairness of calls on both sides. I'm not going to be biased in calls. And I kind of like to, hey, that's the right call or hey, that's a BS call. For the ref's perspective, he's just doing his job, and it's a quick play, and they see it based off of, clips of, something happens really quick. So from that perspective, the coaching point is just to probably just put your hands out, make it, that much more visible to ref that, hey, I'm not trying to do that. So it's not going to be let. We always say don't let it in the ref's hands to make those decisions. So that's how I kind of view that. So,
and then the least fun part of the night. I mean, there were a number of injuries. Luke on the first snap, Lattimore, later on in the game. But then when Jaden goes down, just what do you guys say to each other? I mean, I saw kind of the emotional response on the field. Everybody was there. What is that moment like?
I mean, it's got, like I said, in my post-game interview, it was gut-wrenching. I thought it was his leg at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but it was his arm. I mean, that's just, it's not what you want to see from your cue. And, I mean, it just took everybody's breath out of, you know, just sucked right out. So, you know, from my perspective of the fans, I'm just happy it's not his throwing arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy it's not a leg. Yeah. And I'm happy it's just, you know, the other arm. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. So all I can do is just pray for, like, really fast recovery and healthy recovery and doing everything in our power to get him back. But, you know, on the positive note, at least it's not saying that's going to affect his ability to perform in the long run, if that makes sense.
No, so, yeah, totally.
You know, Sam, I've been out the game over 20-something years, but I still have a mindset like a player. And yep. I know it was so many people like, we shouldn't have been in there, should have been there. Just for you and your own self, you know, let people understand the mindset of a player. Once you're on the field, you're locked in. You don't ever think about, oh, I'm coming out the game. I want to be out there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's not, like, until they call your number and say, hey, you're done for today or what's going on, you're locked in. You're battling. Like, we always say, like, the guy across from you is trying to, quote-unquote, take your money. So
mm-hmm.
Being able to be out there, and, you know, he's trying to hurt you and vice versa. So you can't let up in any shape or form. So in our perspective, we got to be locked in. We got to be intentional. We're not trying to make mistakes. We're not trying to just be lazy or do anything like that. From my perspective, that's how I carry myself. So unless your number is taken out of the call and they're like, hey man, it is what it is. You know, we're going to take you out. Okay. I gotcha. Just not our day, or, you know, it like I said, we're always in there trying to battle.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Talking with Commander's guard Sam Cosmi here on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Today, I don't even know that you know this, but today is the NFL trade deadline. Is that even on your radar?
Not on my radar, but I know it is. I know it's I've been seeing a couple things that, you know, teams have been making trades. I knew it was a trade deadline. I think that's kind of just, you know, on it, you know, a lot of people's minds today. So it's kind of hard to avoid. But I knew that. It's a very interesting day for sure. A lot of things happen.
With that in mind, like, what's it like? Like, I know you're not a big social media guy. You kind of stay off it. Do you kind of pay attention today? Just, you know, knowing who, like, I mean, because this time last year, you guys acquired Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
Maybe the situation is a little different, but as a player, do you pay attention for it?
Not really, no. Like right now, I'll be honest. I'm not really on social media much. If I do get anything, it's from a couple of my buddies sending a text or my dad. I'm really out of the loop on a lot of things. As you can see, when I didn't know Terry was going to be not going to be in the game. I think that's the best thing for me specifically to mentally prepare for a game and just focus on my opponent and not let outside distractions affect my emotions going into games. And like the thing I always say to myself is, if I can come in the building each and every day and try to make myself better, it's just going to make the team better, because the only thing I can really control is myself and my attitude. And so, yeah, I just don't really let social media dictate how my emotions are going to be. So I honestly really haven't paid attention much to it.
I think that's the best place for you to be. Let's talk about something more fun. You guys still do the lineman dinners just about every week regularly?
Yeah. We do them regularly. We haven't done them as much because of the prime time games.
True.
Just late and how it kind of, we're trying to get our bodies back. But for sure, we'll probably do one this week because we just have a regular week. and then we'll do some in Madrid for sure.
I mean, you got a lot of you guys live in the Ashburn area. Where are like some of your favorite spots to go?
So Clyde's is a regular for us. We tear that place up all the time. It's like it's an old like mansion that's turned into a restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been there. Yeah, I think they have another one.
There's a bunch of Clyde's. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Oh, dude, we get all the appetizers, like whatever appetizer you can think of. The wings there are great. You know, the all the dips they have over there is great. I normally just go with a steak, some mashed potatoes, but their fried chicken rice bowl is fantastic. I'll get that order to the house some nights. But yeah, well, normally that's our good go-to, or a typical fat man fashion. We'll go to like Five Guys and tear down a couple burgers.
What's your go-to at Five Guys?
You know, JP gets the small burger at the Five Guys, and he can barely eat that.
Sam, I get a cheeseburger. There should be no cheeseburger.
He gets the little kid's burger. It's basically what he gets.
Honestly, that's what the guys do. There's a meta that they have when it comes to the – they normally go for three singles because they said that the ratios – this is true fat man talk right here. that the ratio from bun to patty to the condiments to everything is the way to go. I don't go that route. I normally go with – typically, I go with two double cheeseburgers. I normally maybe get a hot dog.
Ooh.
The dogs are pretty good, yeah. And then a regular fries and a drink, and that's normally my go-to.
The fries are good, dude. The fries, I love. You go vinegar on your fries.
I've never done that.
You should try it, dude.
Don't.
It's
don't.
Good.
It's horrible.
What do you think about Old Bay on the fries?
You know, I kind of like it traditional. I love the fact that they... I love being able to go there and seeing the ingredients being made, unlike like a McDonald's, you know?
Sure.
I like that they do it fresh. I like that the fries, you could taste that they're better ingredients. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. That was me in college. I would never go to Five Guys because it was too expensive for the burger, in my personal opinion. But now I was just like, hey, you know,
I can afford it now. Bucks.
I can afford it now, you know.
What?
Bucks on
when I fly to DCA, it's a Five Guys right by the gates I normally fly out of. And I normally get on the plane with a Five Guys burger and some fries.
It's solid, man. It's a good burger.
Because that stuff burger. They sell you on the plane, you don't know how long that stuff been there.
100%.
What is the look of the person behind the counter when, I don't know how big the crew is, seven, eight incredibly large humans roll in to get burgers and fries?
Normally they say that they look back to the you know, the cooks back then and said, you know, we got a big crew coming in. But the normal thing is that you guys have to play football. I'm like, yeah, we do. You guys got to be the Commanders because it's right next to here. They know the park was right here, so we go right to the one closest to us. So they kind of know that we're regulars that come through. But yeah, it's normally a fun because like the people in there are just staring at us, you know. And then you have your occasion fan like person come up to you. He's like, I'm a big fan, so you know we always show love to the fans if they see us in there.
Does
any fan ever try to pick up your tab?
No.
I hear all these fans talking about how big a fans y'all. No. Pick up that tab when you see them. Hell.
No, they're looking at us like they're good for it. They're good for it. You know, that's funny. That's a pretty big tab right there.
Yeah, I mean, at Five Guys, for you guys, I mean, you got to be talking $250, $300.
More than that, Jay.
Yeah. I mean, my order is about $40. You know, with the two burgers, fries, drink, and a hot dog.
What's your
of us order stuff from Five Guys is over $100.
Right. That's true.
Doubt that.
What is your soda of choice? What do you drink at Five Guys?
You know, because they have like the little machines that do all the syrups.
Oh, you mix it up?
No. I don't mix it up. I'm not one of those guys.
Good.
I'm
that's gross.
I'll go like, you know, like a vanilla Coke. is something I'll change up when I get there. Something I normally don't do, but it's something like Coke or Dr. Pepper, something like that.
Sure.
It's good for you that JP says because a doctor made it.
He's from Texas. He's got to be a Dr. Pepper boy.
A doctor didn't make it, JP. It's just a name.
I'm sure that's a lot of people's philosophy right there.
Sam, one day I'll have to tell you about Dr. Pepper Clear. That's definitely good for you. You mentioned the fan encounters at Five Guys. I imagine at Clyde's you have like a reservation, right? And they probably put you guys in a room.
They put up a like upstairs room that they have. You know, normally when we do go to Clyde's, we take the cues with us. So it's not just us, it's the quarterbacks as well. So
what is Jaden's order at Clyde's?
I don't know what Jaden's order is. He just he goes there and he's pretty chill and we crack a couple laughs. It's just kind of, I don't know what his order is, honestly. I'm sure it's something like something. He doesn't look like he eats much, so something small, the kids' meal. I don't know.
So when you guys do the Clyde's dinners, who calls ahead? Is it like Porter doing that, or is it like,
no,
I could see like Allegretti being kind of organized.
No, yeah, Nikki's normally, but it's actually Sam Hartman. He takes care of it. Yeah, Sam's a guy. So we got to put the pretty face up there, so you know they take care of us a little bit more.
What is? Does Sam eat like quinoa and avocado and a grilled chicken breast?
Whatever he has to do. I just saw he put out that there's a like a little ad he put out or something like that, and of him like taking care of his body and stuff like that. I'm like, I could never do that. There's no way some company would come after me and tell me, hey, can you do this? I just don't have the body to do that. So Sam, I'm sure it's just like a nice filet or something like that. Some like a small filet or something, you know, and like you said, something, no carbs, nothing like that.
Definitely no carbs. No.
Right. Salad on the side.
What is like the weirdest fan interaction? So, I mean, you got 8 offensive linemen and 4 quarterbacks rolling in. There's got to be people that freak out.
No, so normally it's like straight shot. Like it's walk through the doors, go up the stairs. Like smart. It's, they do a good job there. So, and it's pretty, I mean, it's a massive place. It's right. Huge. So we normally are able to get in and out pretty scot-free.
Okay. There you go.
That's cool.
How is, I know you guys are expecting what, next month?
Yeah, in about 6 weeks from now, yeah.
How's everybody holding up?
You know, they're doing great. Mama's great. My little daughter, she's doing amazing. I don't think she knows what's about to happen, but we keep on trying to remind her, and she knows she likes going and my son's name's going to be Tate, his room. So we play in his room all the time and we say, hey, Tate's about to come. And you know, I think she's really excited. She doesn't really know. She's almost 2. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, my wife was just telling me today, he's like, listen, bye week comes around. We got to get everything going, everything wrapped up. I said, that's what bye week's for. So don't worry, we'll get everything done. She's looking at me like, I'm looking at the list. I'm like, golly, I haven't done nothing.
So. I'm sure you're excited for your bye week to be putting together cribs and whatever else is involved in getting things operational. Sam, thank you for making time for us, dude. We'll see you tomorrow. I will not be the first to bug you with a camera in your face, but should others do it, I will then join.
Yeah, of course. I know. It's all good.
You know the deal.
All right,
probably
gonna
be Scott again. All right, guys.
Be cool, brother. Take care, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right. That's Sam Cosmi from the Commanders. You got to be able to. These guys have lives too, man. Hopefully, people understand that, right?
They do. Oh yeah, yeah. But people don't.
We still got folks on hold. I know.
People do not.
We still got folks on hold. I want to run through the Cooked Index because I have a tough question for the Cooked Index. Barstool Nate will join us at 1. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to the Cooked Index. If you missed any of our interview with Sam Cosmi, that's on you, because it was awesome. Yeah. Go to the YouTube page. You can watch it. You can listen to it on iHeart or the Odyssey app, or you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Pods.
Now you can get any interview you want from him. Just meet him one day and pay for their meal.
Just roll to Five Guys.
I got it.
We're going to get to the Cooked Index. If you're watching us on Monumental Sportsnet, we appreciate you. But my man, Devin in Southeast, has been on hold almost an hour.
So what's up, Dev?
What's up, Dev?
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening, man?
Chilling.
Hey, man. So I just think, man, a lot of the fans getting ahead of our show because we went to the NFC Championship last year. This is still a rebuild process. And even with Adam Peters, like, he didn't spend all the money. We still have a cap. Like, we still can go out and sign some players. Yeah, I know we signed old veteran guys, but I just think we have to cut them some slack, man. We had so much bad people, GMs, coaches, everything, that we are scarred and we think that everybody is bad. Yeah. And we just got to give people time. Like, you know, this is a process. And I just think we should be sellers on – the older guys that we did get, like the Debos, and because Debo is a free agent next year. I don't think we're going to sign him. You know what I'm saying? So I think we might as well get fifth or sixth for him. Maybe one of the linemen, you know. So I just think we just need to relax and just take it on the chin, man. Sometimes you got to take a punch on the chin, man. Just later fight the next day, man.
You got it, brother. All right, man.
Appreciate it, Devin.
But you know, like, I've heard people. And this is how people are. People have selective memory. Now we can't spend the money. We got to pay so-and-so. We can't spend. We got to pay so-and-so. Then when the season start, and you don't have certain people, oh, man, we didn't spend no money. You same people that said they shouldn't spend the money. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just think that when you're in a position like Adam, just keep doing you, bro.
Because the people, he is. I mean,
the people that I like to sit up and talk, they going to tell you what you should do, and if you do what they tell you, then they're going to bash you for doing it. So just keep moving, brother. Keep moving.
If I know one thing about AP, he's a confident dude. He's going to continue to operate how he sees fit.
Oh, and he should.
Right. All right, B, I want to run through the Cooked Index. This is an index to determine what teams are shot, what teams are done, what teams do not have postseason chances.
Okay.
We'll go in some order here. The New York Jets are 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
They're about as cooked as that chicken you're putting on your salad.
Yeah.
Okay. Miami Dolphins are 2-7. They mutually agreed to part ways with their GM.
Mm. They're cooked too.
Cleveland Browns are 2-6.
Cooked.
Cincinnati Bengals tried like hell to fight back against the Bears last weekend. They ended up losing 47-42, I believe. Joe Flacco is slinging it. However, the Bengals have a -84 net point differential.
Probably cooked.
It appears the Bengals are cooked. Yeah. 3-6. If they could play a modicum of defense,
they haven't done it for 2-3 years.
No, they haven't. The Bengals have given up the most points in the NFL. The Bengals have given up 300 points in 9 games.
Yeah.
Do the math for me. You know I can't do it.
309 games, like 20.
Almost 30?
Yeah, 30-something game.
Bam!
Like 33, 34, something like that.
Yeah, it's so bad. Tennessee Titans, Brian, are 1-8.
Cooked.
Little cross.
Didn't they get rid of that coach already?
They did. Yeah. Sure did. Cross-sport parlay. The Washington Wizards. I don't even know their record. They're cooked.
Who?
The Wiz.
Wiz was cooked before the season started because they're not trying to win.
They're intentionally cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Las Vegas.
But they are improving.
Yo.
I'll give you that.
Saar and Keyshawn. Yeah. I'm in. The Las Vegas Raiders are 2-6.
Yeah.
Can't call them cooked yet?
No, that's
sizzling.
Yeah,
okay.
That's sizzling. They cook.
Shifting to the National Football Conference.
Okay.
New York Football Giants are 2-7. Just lost at home to the Niners.
Yeah, they probably cook.
You think Daboll gets canned? Yeah, you see how he's treating Jackson Dart. Dude, basically, what do you say, Stallion? Stallion walks around holding his wife's pocket or his girlfriend's pocket.
No. Belt loop.
Belt loop. That's how Daboll's acting.
He's like, hey, this is my ticket.
Right.
Hey, man.
Please.
People know.
Jackson, save my job, man. Hottie totty. You think the Giants are cooked? 2-7?
Yeah, I think they are.
Giants are 0-5 on the road.
Yeah, I think they're cooked.
The NFC North is loaded. Nobody even qualifies for the cooked index because nobody's below 500. Packers are 5-2. The Lions are 5-3. The Bears are 5-3. The Vikings, with that big upset road win in Detroit last week, 500, and J.J. McCarthy's back.
Yeah.
NFC South has some teams that qualify, though. You know that the Bucs have the best record in the NFC South.
Yeah.
Who has the second best record in the NFC South?
Isn't that the Panthers?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
They're a game over 500.
Yeah. Panthers playing okay.
The New Orleans Saints are 1-8.
Cooked.
Flambéed.
Nah, boiled.
Yeah.
You know, we don't steam down there. We boil.
The Atlanta Falcons are 3-5. They tried to come all the way back against New England. The kicker missed an extra point that would have tied it and sent it to overtime. Are the Atlanta Falcons cooked?
I have to believe so. I mean, I think Atlanta gets in their own way, basically.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, only a couple more teams to gauge for the cooked index.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Cardinals won last night.
Yeah.
That got them to 2-5. I don't know. They might be.
No, they're 3-5 now.
3-5. Pardon mm-hmm. me. 3-5, Arizona Cardinals, with Jacoby Brissett at the helm.
If they stay with Jacoby Brissett, they have a chance. They go back to Kyler, they don't. I think if Kyler was in last night, they don't win that game. Although he has not lost a game in that stadium.
That's a crazy.
Yeah, from high school all the way through.
All right, I'll be honest. If you asked me 2 weeks ago if we'd be having this cooked index conversation, I would have laughed at you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a legit conversation. The cooked index determines the teams that are done. You don't have a chance at the postseason. Your year is ostensibly over. The Washington Commanders are 3-6.
They have a 1% chance.
They're three games under 500. The quarterback's hurt. I mean, the injuries are just astonishing all over the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Commanders cooked?
1% chance. But that's close to being it. I'm serious. They got the analytical people say they got a 1% chance. So I'm going to go there not cook, but I'm going to say they sure in the hell about to fall into a pot.
Landfill, are the Commanders cooked?
Of course, they've been cooked for him for the longest.
Yeah.
Landfill not really a fan. We know that.
He is a fan. He met you in 1994
man,
Sports Authority.
Landfill, like any team that's winning. Now he kind of got the same. That same disease Jeff had, he jumps.
Landfill, are you thinking about being an Eagles fan again?
No.
You're sticking. You're riding it out, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're just terrible. The team's bad.
Jeffrey, are the Commanders cooked?
As much as I hate to say this, JP, I think we are, man. I think we are. And am I upset about it? No. Like, if you really know ball, right, you understand that last season was an outlier. You understand we have a tougher schedule, and you understand we have been bit by the injury bug early. We have no chemistry. We have no chemistry on either side of the ball. The communication is not there. I honestly don't see us. Someone was spamming 11-6 last night, and I'm like, dude, I don't see that for us right now.
They were doing what?
They were spamming 11-6.
Help me understand the sentence you just said.
They're spamming 11-6, meaning they're putting under, because I said, because I was arguing.
Like they're going to win out?
Yes.
Who?
I don't want to say
you need to spend less time interacting with that person. Was that mozzarella sticks from the YouTube chat?
No, it wasn't mozzarella sticks, but I'm not going to say their name because they know they were dead wrong.
Mozzarella sticks. That's right.
Nah, man. It's over for us.
Shout out to that guy, though, that thinks they're going 11-6.
I love the optimism, but I'm a realist, too. But I'm not mad. I just want to see, you know, the guys progress. Look, if we win some more games and it's just looking like a better team at the end of the season, I'll be okay with this season.
Yeah.
White Brian. We got to introduce White Brian to one of the sponsors here this morning, Foley Mechanical. Dan Foley, really nice guy. Said, this is White Brian. He looked very confused. Dub B, we'll start with your New York Football Giants. Are they cooked?
Yeah, they've been cooked since the first game of the season.
You think Daboll trying to hang on to Jackson Dart will keep him employed?
Yes, for now.
Yeah,
what, for next year? Like for now, it's like what?
Two, three games? Get until the end of the season, and then hopefully get fired.
All right.
I hope they keep him.
Yeah, keep him forever. White Brian, are the Commanders cooked?
No. If they lose to the Lions, they're cooked. If they win, they get the Dolphins, they could be 5-6.
Listen to Dub B.
He said what?
He said they're not cooked. If they can beat the Lions, then they're going to beat the Dolphins, and they'd be 5-6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know he does some bad things.
What? This new booty. Yo, Joey, put Jeff on camera. Keep the music up, Landfill. I don't know what that dance move was called Jeff was doing, but it was provocative.
Jeff does a lot of weird
Jeff's
stuff.
Just talking. His mic's not on.
That's how you catch the booty that's rocking everywhere.
Show me one more time. Joey, put him on.
Hey, he ain't doing that crap in no club.
I tell you who's not doing that in the club. Me.
Jeff not either.
I haven't been in a club in quite some time. When's the last time you were in a legit club, B? Was I with you?
No.
I have a suggestion.
Maybe Vegas or something? Like, I got to be out of town to go to a club.
Bro, B-Mitch and JP, we could do a B-Mitch and Finley table at the club that I DJ. Y'all can get a table right next to the DJ booth.
What time does it start?
10 o'clock.
Tiffy ain't going.
No. We're going to keep JP in the car. We're just going to keep him in his seatbelt because we're not showing up to the club till midnight. He can nap in the car.
I don't know. That's lame, dog. Where is the club? Is it on the
Chinatown.
Street I live in?
Chinatown. Yeesh. Heavily secured, too.
I generally leave Wiz and Caps games early. You want me to stay down there extra late to go to the club?
Hey, we could live young for one more time.
Act like an old ass.
It would be fun if you and I went to the club with Jeff one night. White Brian has to come.
Yes.
And Rose.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
No.
Why not?
Can Lauren come?
If you and Lauren start dancing, y'all clear the floor.
Yo, when me and Lauren get going, we could dance, dog.
You welcome.
Do you play any Journey? She likes when Don't Stop Believing comes on.
No, but I can.
They got this one move, Jeff. You don't know if they listen to the words of the music.
I'm going to text her real quick.
Babe, But they got energy, though. I promise you that, boy. They got energy.
Do you want to go to the club that Jeff DJs at?
What the hell are you talking about, JP?
He will get us a table. All right. I asked her. We'll see what she says. We will need a babysitter, though.
She's going to say, don't try to use me to get out, JP.
We have our first major trade.
Oh, you just say, hey, baby, we were invited to go somewhere, but you got to babysit. See if that agree with me.
Don't think I'm going to say that. The Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts. That is a serious trade, man.
What are they getting? That's what I want to know in return.
Sauce probably gets you a one, right?
I want to know. I mean, if they're trading him, he must not
be
playing.
The Saints are trading Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Ho! You ready for the comp for Sauce?
What?
Guess.
Two firsts. Well, I'll do it then.
Hell yeah. And he's under contract, so that's
the
part.
He's under contract. See, the thing about if this is where I am with a lot of people. Now, he's in his fifth year. We know what he's capable of. If you just immediately start getting rid of all those people, you end up like we were for a long time. Sometimes you got to keep somebody that's making money that could be a damn nucleus of your base. But it should help the hell out of the Colts. I promise you that.
That's true. My boy Mathers just texted me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, JP, you go to the club all the time. It's just a different club. Not the one Jeff DJ's at.
Yeah, they don't let you play that type of music at that one.
Currently living there, as a matter of fact. Wow, two firsts for Sauce Gardner to Indy. Listen, some of these teams are answering the cooked index themselves. When you're trading away your best players.
Yeah. I mean, you cooked.
Definitely cooked. I want to take a couple of these callers.
Sauce is a player, bro.
Sauce is a player, man. He hasn't been playing as well, but that whole Jets team is a mess.
That's the thing about it. Like, people always say that he hasn't been playing as well. Nobody plays a whole career at the same level. You may have a little lull here, but if that lull pops up and for the next 6 years, you still playing good with a little dip and you go back up, nobody cares. Nobody is perfect.
Joe's listening out in San Diego. Joe, what's up, dude?
Yo, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I love listening to your show.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Hey, being out here, we followed the career of Asante Samuel Jr. I read this morning he's back from injury and cleared
to
play.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we wouldn't have to give up anything. Would that be anything intriguing considering the Marshawn Lattimore situation?
What year is intriguing?
What year is he in?
He's a free agent.
Free agent what year? Still.
He's like out of the 26. League. He's out of the league because he had a major injury. Okay. I think
what was the major injury?
I think he had like spinal
lesion.
Yeah.
Now you tell me you got to really, really find out what the hell's up with him before he comes back.
Hold on. We're talking about I accidentally looked up his dad.
Damn, this dude old.
He's 26 years old.
He's 26. Spinal fusion, you said?
Yeah. Major surgery.
You want to make
sure. But you wouldn't have to give up anything for him. You could what see price? How he plays out this year. And
what's his price? What's his price going to be?
I don't know.
See, and I think that's where you start.
I don't think he's a free agent. He's looking for work. I think it'd be vet minimum, honestly.
He's looking for work, but do you think it's going to be vet minimum?
You guarantee $2.5 million. Okay. They can afford it. He's not going to command some high price.
Yeah, they can afford
that
it.
That one makes sense, actually. But you gotta have real questions about the medicals there.
And that's my whole thing. If you are sitting up here talking about injuries and things of that nature, if a guy has a super, super medical, you need to know.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks for listening out west, man.
You bet.
Yo, how appreciate do you listen? The Odyssey app?
I'm listening on the Odyssey app right now, yeah. But normally I listen to it as a podcast later in the day after you guys are off.
How do you get it? Spotify or how do you?
The Apple Podcast app.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, man.
If you want the content, it's out there. Wherever you get your content, we're there. Elijah's in D.C. Eli, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother?
I'm thinking, yo, appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. I think, they're cooked, but it's all perspective, man. A lot of arrows are trending up. You have to, we have the quarterback yet. Yeah, he's not 100% right now. But looking at it, When you have the guy, you can put 52 around that guy. Obviously, you don't want to do that. And I feel like they learned a lot. And they recognized, well, I feel like for me, they recognized that they have been like a low floor, high ceiling team. And I think they have been built to catch a wave. If they catch a wave, they can go 12-5. But you see the teams that's consistently currently there, they just have a higher floor. I just feel like their floor consistently getting back. They don't have to reach as far in certain situations. And I feel like our game plan, how we're built offensively and our identity, when you're seeing five having to wheel the team, you have to start looking at this thing long term. And I've just felt like he's trying to wheel his team, and he doesn't have the right pieces in the certain situations that they're asking him to do that. And it's just not safe in the style of ball that he plays. I love it. I love how he plays, but you have to be able to have the oversight to recognize he's going to go for 60 minutes. Like, he's like almost like a UFC guy. He's going to go. And you have to be able to say, as a coach, not throwing a towel, but be able to say, okay, even in the Dallas game last year, what did they see in the Dallas game that they just didn't see? Sure, we were going to the playoffs, but physically, you have to be able to make that same call, because you saw something that I saw the same thing. I was like, well, it's almost like that Dallas game. Come on, man, get him out. So
we got to run, Eli. Thank you, bro. Thank you,
man. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man.
Barstool Nate joins us next. Plus, Lauren has responded to my invitation to the club with Jeff DJing. Nobody go anywhere. It's D. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.